As the minister alluded to, Peel has changed dramatically in the last 30 years. We've grown from about 250,000 to over 1 million. We've gone from a largely agrarian society through being a suburban dormitory into being a part of one of the world's great metropolitan regions. So growth of the order of over a 50-year period, going from maybe 1 million to 1.8 or 2 million, is not a threat at all. I mean, we've grown three, four times in the last 30 years. So to double is not a threat at all. But in fact, it is a challenge and also an opportunity, because the growth provides the opportunity to change. I mean, if we were in a Sudbury or a Thunder Bay looking at decline, you know, the opportunities for change are very little. The third thing I would say is that the pattern of growth of the last 30 years cannot continue without change. You can just look at the things that are coming at us. Increasing energy costs. The fact that our growth is fueled by international immigration. In over a 10, 20, 30, 40, 50-year period, we don't know where those people will come from, but they will bring their own values, they will bring their own culture, and in so doing, they will shape and change ours. Our understanding of the environment and the environmental impact of growth is much greater, and therefore we shall have increasingly higher standards and we shall demand doing things in a different way. And the aging of a society is certainly going to lead to different social and particularly, I think, housing demands. And so there are all the ingredients for change, and all that is, I look upon it as a great opportunity. And the last thing I would say is that our purpose today is not to seek answers, but rather to have you help us frame the right questions so that we can chart the course for the very challenging period that we all have to face in the future.